Right, it's a good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day. Unpacking the Day is starting right now. Right now. And it's a Monday morning. Is it Blue Monday? Did you do what you were not supposed to do? And then the Monday becomes blue because the police are looking for you. Did you do what you were not supposed to do? That turned the Monday into blue, and now the police is looking for you. You know, the police is looking for you. Did you do what you are not supposed to do? Okay. But be it as it may, we are on or in Unpacking the Day. And today I'm better than yesterday. I'm better than yesterday. And I'm better than, you know, Friday. Today my voice is the one. And today I am the one. You know, on Friday I was not almost the one. I was not almost myself. And it's becoming hot here. That's why I'm trying to put on the aircon. It is very hot. Okay, so to start with, without wasting time, we did a recap of the week last week. So we'll also be doing the recap of the week on Friday, checking on the stories that really made major headline. Now, we are saying the first story we are going to do is the MSME, the micro, small, and medium enterprises. They are asked to prove Rani Groups and other anti-competitive practices. The country's Competition Commission is asking the public, especially the entrepreneurs, to come out and to give evidence on Rani trading and six major the six major FMCs, the FMCG suppliers, on the alleged anti-competitive behavior. This is after the commission has revealed that it has decided to pursue and investigate Rani Trading or Rani Trader CC and six major FMCGs or FMCG suppliers. Following complaints from micro, small, medium enterprises alleging restrictive business practices, the commission indicated that whoever has been affected or experienced the exclusionary behavior as a result of Rani trading activities and six suppliers is invited to come out or to come forward with evidence. And then there is a court. Any person in Namibia aggrieved by the conduct are invited to approach the commission to submit the information in relations to this or in relations to this investigation. That's the end of court. The watchdog explained that the investigation, they are conducting investigation following, or the conducting of the investigation follows the complaints from independent MSMEs or MSME retailers who allege that Rani and six FMCG are engaged in conducts that may substantially lessen competition. The MSME, these are micro and small and medium enterprises. Allegations are on five issues, which are centered on supply. The first one, the first allegation is the refusal to supply on this MSMEs when they allege that stock is reportedly bought out or reserved for Rani Group before production takes place. And then, court, where stock is available, MSME claim they are charged higher prices than those offered to Rani groups. End of court. This is now coming from the commission. The commission was told, this is what the commission was told. Secondly, the MSME have indicated that they have encountered an unfavorable payment term from the main FMCG or the main FMCG suppliers. While MSMEs previously enjoyed up to 30 days payment, the 30-day payment arrangement with the suppliers, they allege that this practice has been phased out, and they are now required to pay upfront. To make an upfront payment, stating that the new payment has created significant cash flow difficulties. They also state that they are excluded from discounts and rebates. The commission now says the MSMEs allege that due to the large volume purchased by Rani Group, suppliers provide discounts and rebates that are unavailable to smaller retailers, giving Rani Group a significant competitive advantage. End of quote. The commission furthermore stated that they are also experiencing predatory pricing. That is now an allegation from the smaller retailers. The complaints suggest that MSMEs are forced to purchase stock from Rani Group at wholesale level. After the purchase, they also conducted some researches and they found out that on their Rani has also smaller retailers on their locations. And then these Rani retailers, because they are nearby, they make it difficult for local retailers to compete with their own suppliers or with their own supplier. Moreover, there is a closure and killer acquisition. This killer acquisition kind of, you know, Okay. There's a trending way of acquiring business. You either sell it or they kill it. So this is what they say, closure and killer acquisition. MSMEs alleged that these practices place them at a verge of closure or of closing down, forcing them to sell their businesses, and they are selling these businesses to Rani or shut down entirely. Now, Section 23 of the Competition Act prohibits agreements or practices that prevent or substantially lessen competition through price fix, market control, or applying to similar conditions to equivalent transactions. While Section 26 prohibits abuse of dominance, including imposing unfair trading conditions and limiting market access, to apply to similar conditions to equivalent transactions. There has been an observed reduction in local mini market in local mini markets and buyouts for historical mini market, with many of them now occupied by Rani trading, you know, starting from the northern regions. That's the first story. So this story is alleging that the Rani trading is engaged in unfair business conduct. And if you look at Rani, if what Rani is doing is true, before we go to Rani, we want to parallel what Rani is doing. If what Rani is doing is true, Rani is doing it the Google way. Google, once they find out that you have a nice application. They will either buy, want to buy it, or you shut it down. That is the competition, and this has been complained by various competition commissions in different countries. Of course, they call it, they call them differently. Each country has the way they call their own. You know, Google has been fined in Italy, in Britain, almost in everywhere in Europe because of their activities and practices that are meant to lessen competition. So it's a mentality where you want to take over and you want to dominate the market. You don't want anybody else to be your rival. So, and this, some of these FMCGs, Coca-Cola is also included in here, where they say that, you know, because Rani buys in high volume, these other smaller ones are forced to go and buy either from Rani, but they are going to buy it from at a wholesale, you know, price. Not like you are buying from the, you know, the, from the suppliers. So, this is killing the business. This is killing the business. And Rani is a big, because the way these people do business, they just come together. And then one person is the one that is dealing with all the, with the entire supply. So they buy in bulks. And then the other ones will come and put, you know, those retailers under. So they have also, they also now are running mini markets, which is a problem, because them, they are supposed to be the, if they can also be a mini supplier, but now they are also coming down and running a, you know, small market, mini markets. When I came into the north around the 90s, the north had a lot of mini markets, you know. They had a lot of mini markets, like in Ongwediva, there were mini markets at least run by local people. But those mini markets have been killed, because when Rani comes or when other bigger shops come, these smaller mini markets, they die. But the death of mini markets is not really connected to, it's not really all the time connected to conducts that are meant to, or predatory conducts. Sometimes mini markets die because if a bigger shop comes in the area, people would want to go to the bigger shop. And number one, the convenience. You will push a trolley, you will go from one shelf to the other looking for what you want, which a lot of some, in which some of some mini markets don't really have that. You have to stand at the counter and ask for point what you want, and the person brings it. And also, you know, there are no swiping services in most of, you know. So people tend to go to bigger shops. Also because of price and cost. Because mini markets sometimes are expensive. the price of, you know, the price, the something, the price of an item is twice or thrice higher than in a bigger shop. So people will tend to go to the bigger shop and buy it there where it is cheaper. And another argument is to say that sometimes also the quality of the item or the product, because in a mini market it might have stayed longer and then it loses that quality. So people will tend to go to the bigger shop and they think that the bigger shop has better quality. That's what they think. But they are not always correct, because the bigger shop could also have lower quality stuff. Just also depends on how long the item has been in the shelves. In fact, when the inspectors or the health inspectors did inspection, they found a lot, they used to find a lot of expired, you know, stuff in the shelves in big shops. Whether the health inspectors are still, you know, still do that or not, nobody really knows. But they used to do that before. So some of those things are the ones that are killing, because the competition now becomes very high. You cannot compete with a bigger shop, which has advantages in terms of supply and advantages in many aspects, which a mini market does not have. And also, what is killing our micro and smaller and medium enterprises is the issue of pricing. Our micro enterprises, most of them do not know how to price. You know, they don't know how to price because they want to make profit. The way they understand profit is very different from the way bigger shops will calculate profit. And this disadvantages them, because how do you sell bread, for example, twice higher than the price of bread at a bigger shop? Which, you know, you don't get you don't get the ingredients maybe from South Africa. You didn't pay customs. So what did you pay apart from the transport of bread from this shop to there? So if you get into the village and you see the price of bread, you will be shocked. You will be shocked. And so, and then, you know, SMEs, you want to say you are being killed. Sometimes you are also killing yourselves because of the price, the type of pricing, because of the pricing, because people don't know how to count costs. Cost and profit. That is what is killing most SMEs or MSMEs. Let's go for a short break and then we continue.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Okay, so we continue. So if we go to the point that are raised here by the MSMEs, and if they are true, then Rani and other, you know, suppliers should be brought to order by the Competition Commission. But the Competition Commission also failed to curtail the pricing that was rising of pharmaceutical products during COVID-19. Hey, when it was, you know, in 2020 when the lockdown started and people were buying, you know, anything that has to do with cough, with flu, it became very expensive. Also because maybe pharmacies were afraid of running out of stock because it was going to be locked down and they were afraid that they might not get supplies. But there are a lot of things that can influence anti-competitive behaviors. But bigger shops and bigger companies that have money, they start to, and also, look, whenever there's somebody with money, there's also a mistreatment. There's always a mistreatment towards the person that does not have money, the person that has less money. I'll give you an example of taxi drivers. Taxi drivers, the way they behave on the 25th, you know, the 30th and the 20th, when most people are going to town. Taxi drivers behave as if they will never go to Katutura again, because they go with this trend of saying everyone is going to town. And even the way they will respond to you, they will respond to you in a rude way. You know, because they think it is end of the month, now it's Friday 20th. If you say Ochomise, the person can even insult you. So, but meet a taxi driver by the 7th or the 8th, the 9th, the 10th. He will even want to climb the pavement to come and get you when you are not going anywhere, because now he is the one looking for money. So there is a trend of, you know, mistreatment of people with lesser money in the market. That trend is there, because people get into the flow of money and they think they don't want to be disturbed. So if you go on the road on the 20th and you say Ochomise or Komasdal, the way the taxi driver will even look at you, they will frown. But meet them on you know, on the 15th, you know, when things have slowed down, when nobody has gotten paid, when they are the ones looking for money, they will start to be humble. They will even use the church language. Sister, brother, where are you going? Can I take you? They become humble because now they are the ones that are looking for money. I guess that is how competition is. That's number one. Number two, the way taxi driver used to behave with Angolans. Because Angolans those days, or let me say the way Angolans used to behave. Our brothers from Angola, when they used to have US dollars, my goodness. You see taxi drivers and landlords, how they used to treat us. You want to pay deposit half, they will tell you no, deposit must be paid full, we want full deposit. How do you think like that? Who has 6,000 full? That person can give you 6,000 and the person must give you 12,000 on the go. Deposit must be full and must be paid immediately. Some landlord, we don't know what expired brand of wine you guys used to drink. So, and the taxi driver will say, are you guys Angolans? No, we are not Angolans. I only take Angolans. Huh? Really? You only take Angolans? Good luck, bro. Where are the Angolans now? You see, when it comes to market, you need to think that the market is not always there forever. It's just maybe just a season that passes. And it does not mean that that season is forever. But that is how people with less money are being treated, are treated. Just like these MSMEs are saying now that they used to have a 30-day payment arrangement to say, okay, we will supply you and then you pay us in 30 days. Now, because of Rani that is paying that is bringing a full chunk, like 200,000 or 300,000 in a go, these suppliers are now saying, no, we want upfront. My friend, where do I get upfront? There used to be a German shop, I forgot where that shop was situated. It used to sell shoes. So, and I'm talking from experience. I'm not making this up, and I can stand for it. Because I was there. When a black guy walks in and you want to buy a shoe, they will tell you the shoe is 3,000. But when a white guy walks in, the shoe is 900. Now, 2,100 difference. That shop closed. Because little did the owner know that the white people are not the majority buyers. And this is what I was told by one white guy. And he said that my fellow whites do not think that they no longer have the money. And he, in fact, say if you are setting up a business in Namibia and South Africa, and your target is white people or white buyers, you will make a big loss. Because white buyers, white people don't buy all the time. So in business, you need somebody that buys every time. That person must be able to buy every time. You need to make money every day. So that shop closed. And all white people that came to do business in their business, they are doing business, they are making money. But those that are still having that segregative mentality, you don't do that in business. You make a loss. Because you don't have, in business, you sell to everyone. Business, you sell to everyone. You don't make, you don't say black only or white only. You lose. Because there are things that only white people can buy. They eat those things. And there are things that only black people can buy. And you supply them and you make money. So that's why most of you are complaining to say, no, some fish, we don't see them here in Namibia. Okay? For an Oshwamba person to go and buy shrimps or lobsters, you have a lobster shop in Havana. People will just look at it, will look at those things. They will not even buy. You cannot set up a lobster shop to sell, you know, seafood in Havana and in Katutura. You make a loss. Because people in Katutura, not to say anything, you know, degrading, but people in Katutura only know horse mackerel. They only buy horse mackerel and the tilapia, the one they call kashushu. That's all they know. So that's all they know. So if you bring shrimps in Havana, you set up a shrimp shop in Havana, you are big, you are setting yourself up to fail. Because no one will buy that type of, you know, seafood there. Nobody knows seafood or sushi there. You're selling sushi. We don't even know how to pronounce that. Let alone eating it. We have never eaten it and we'll never do that. Because it will just take one person to make a negative statement and it is believed by everyone. So you set up a shop, you know, that shop, you set it up in a location where you have people who eat, who are likely to eat that. Or you supply to restaurants. So, but not everything is really linked to competitive behavior or to bad competitive behavior. Some things are also linked to our lack of knowledge as, you know, MSMEs. As MSMEs, we make decisions, we make the business decisions that are detrimental to our business. Because we don't know also how to make profit. How do you go and sell a cool drink at $30? You're not going to sell a cool drink at $30. And the 600 milliliter is 25. And then you want to tell me that a bigger shop comes there and the cool drink is 19. I must come and buy it at 30 from you, a 2 liter? No. You are the one that is not competitive enough. You are the one that is killing yourself. So that's why there is a do or die. That once once it is easy for you to succumb to a do or die in business, you also need to look at your pricing. You also need to look at your pricing. What is influencing your pricing? Why is your fat cake $3.50? Why is your fat cake $3.50? What ingredient did you use? And so forth, for you to arrive to $3.50. So, now, I also give you another example. You know, when the road is built, when you have no road to the village, people with bigger cars, just to transport, just to say, please take this bread to my children at the village, you have to pay $40, apparently, to take that bread to the village. Apparently, I put it 40. And you, what? How did you arrive to that? You know, how did you arrive to that? And then the road is constructed, and then there are seven sitters. And then you want to complain that those seven sitters are killing your market. No, it is customers that are going to them because they have a fair price. So sometimes look at your pricing and just know that you are yourself's destroyer. Because how did you arrive to making bread, you know, 21 or 22? Almost twice the price of the bread, which is $15. So how did you come to that place, to that level? How did you arrive to that? You know, that's why most, when bigger businesses, when other businesses come in, we die. Because our prices has not been fair. Because people will start to say, oh, guys, we've been buying a tin fish for 50. When a tin fish is 25. Where is it 25? No, here. And people start going to the one that is 25. You have lost customers because of your unfair pricing. We are always sympathetic with MSMEs. But I'm not going to be harsh on MSMEs. Neither am I going to be sympathetic with MSMEs. Now, I'm not being pro-Rani also. I'm just stating out some of the realities that make it difficult for MSMEs to flourish, and most of which is from us. You know, MSMEs, we don't know how to price. There was a time when the first time I attended Showground, that was in 2021, because we had our bus there, it's Eagle FM. So I went there. Now, I was with my colleague, and we were standing in the line. We wanted chips. You know, the one we call Varam chips. So we put our small change together. So let's buy at least Varam chips. We went to the three, four people that were selling, all of them $50 chips, $50. And then there was a white lady that was selling chips. So we come from the $50, and the other person is complaining, guys, how do you make chips $50? Or the next person can next. So, that is us now. Sometimes we are also rude to customers. We don't have a proper customer service, let alone good communication. And we want to make money. So, we went to this white lady and we were standing there. And there was a line. And then I was wondering, why is there a line? Then we came and we asked, how much is chips? The lady said $10. I just started laughing. And my colleagues are asking me, why are you laughing? I said, no, look, this lady is making more money than those people there. Because how did you arrive to make your own chips $50? How did you arrive to that? So, how did you arrive to make chips $50? Is it because it is showground? Many people are coming and they have no choice? Or what? So, we don't know how to make money. We also don't know how to make business. That's a problem. But also, we don't know how to balance the situation. That, okay, let me cater for those who are paying upfront and those that are paying, you know, those who are paying, in 30 days. And I gave you an example with taxi drivers. When the Angolans were having US dollars, because an Angolan guy will just give you a 200 and he'll tell you to keep the change. So that time, you know, taxi is maybe $10, $12. And some of us that used to pay per month, a taxi will call you, I don't see, you know, you just call you, I just want cash. I said, oh. So when that season, it only took 3 months and the US dollar was removed from Angola. And then that's when some of us started to get calls from former taxi drivers who used to take us in a month that, yeah, he's available now. So no, we have already moved on. We have already moved on because you don't know how to balance situation. You don't throw away your old blanket for a thrower, because the thrower is new. Or you soak your blanket in water in winter. You will regret it because the thrower will make you more cold. So, that was just a thrower that was there. And the taxi drivers were very happy, including landlords. And they learned the hard way. Because, you know, those days, Angolans would just come and pay for the whole year. Rent for a student. They would just come and pay upfront for the whole year. Because they just calculate from US dollar how much. And they'll pay for the whole year. What happens to a local person is out. And we start to landlord starts to say to demand upfront payment for rent. Because they thought Angolans were still here. Angolans went long time ago. Those that are here are just like us. They no longer have the money because they no longer have the US dollar. So it humbled a lot of landlords, including the taxi drivers. But since the taxi drivers don't learn, look at them on the 20th, on the 30th. They will not even listen to you. In fact, it's good they are making money. But, you see, you need to balance the situation. And FMCGs are not balancing. They are demanding now upfront payment from MSMEs because of Rani that is paying in high volume. The MSMEs are not Rani. They are just the small or micro, you know, small and smaller and medium enterprises. They don't have money. That's why they made an arrangement to say they can be paying at, they can have a 30 months payment arrangement. or 30 days. But well, also MSMEs do not also have, pricing. They also don't seem to have the push to grow. To say, okay, I've been selling fat cake now. Let me also start making soup. Let me improve the business. Or let me learn the pricing. Because pricing is a very important thing. Because that's what determines whether you are competitive or not. Or it also determines whether you are doing business to your detriment or to your growth. Yeah, because some people, that's why people don't travel to the north with Ivecos anymore. Now, if another bus comes in and people start to flock to that bus, some of us will complain that these new buses are now taking our customers, our bread, because we think that it is our right to continuously make money. Yes, it's a right, but we are talking about competition here. And if you don't know how to keep up in competition, you lose. Number one, you don't know how to talk to your customers. You don't have good customer service. You are not improving. And somebody comes in with all that, people will go to that person. You know, most new buses now, they have aircon, the charging ports, and also they have, some even have TV in there. Some have toilets inside, you know. Some have Wi-Fi in. So it's convenience. That's what people are looking for. You know, a buyer is looking for two things: for the good product and a convenient process of buying that product. So if there is no product, if there is no convenience, people will leave you. They will go for convenience. They will go for convenience. So most MSMEs do not know how to price, and they do not understand that they are in competition. In business, there is nothing like rights. In business, you don't do business by right. Business is a survive of the fittest. Yes, there is the Competition Commission, but the Competition Commission should not only just protect MSMEs. They must also look at the MSMEs, how they are also, you know, sucking the customers, especially in the rural areas where the rural people don't have a choice but to buy from their shops. How expensive products are on those mini markets. So the commission should not be only biased towards bigger, you know, retail and suppliers. They must also look at MSMEs. They must come up with a fair price of things. Because now, going to my village is more expensive than going to Okahandja. And it is the same 60 or 70 kilometers, you know, 70 kilos. What determines the price of Okahandja? what makes it different from the price of going to my village? They were just a road constructed now. And apparently, if you don't want, you can leave. That's the answer you get from somebody who is doing business. So, that mentality is the reason why when somebody else comes with better things, we go. And you will be crying there that business is taken from you. It's the same thing. When the Chinese come, people go to the Chinese and start buying from the Chinese, and the local business people complain. But do you know why the other person is going to the Chinese business? You see, it's about service. It's about convenience. It's not really about your right to make money. No. We don't care about your right when it comes to business. When it comes to business, we don't care about your right. In business, we care about the product and about the service and about convenience. That's what we care about. And I'm speaking here as a customer. So, we don't care about your right to make money. We don't care about whether you have the right to make money. That's we don't care about that. We care about whether or not it is convenient doing business with you. You see? We care about convenience doing business with you. We don't care about your right to make money. That's your own problem. But when it comes to business, we care about convenience and quality product. We care about the service that you offer. We support local, but local should not be supported to the detriment of a customer. You see, local businesses should not think that they have a right, you know, to be, they have a right to make money just because they are locals. No, this is a free market economy. It's a free market economy, and everyone that is able to establish business is able to establish business. This is the same thing I told one of my uncles, that you cannot go and fight the person because the person is selling cheaper beer cheaper beer than yours. You are the one that is not competitive. So whether that person is making profit or not, the people are buying from him because they realize you are expensive. You can't go and fight the person. So, it's a free market economy. Everybody has the right to establish a business, wherever. And buying is a right of a customer, or it's a choice of the customer to choose where they want to buy. So if you want people to come to your shop, be attractive. There are MSMEs that are not attractive. There are local businesses that they are not attractive. You are not convincing me to come to a shop. Why should I buy your cement? Why should I not buy cement from the Chinese in a shop next door? Why? And if somebody else comes in and they said, look, we can transport your thing. If you buy, we can transport this. And you don't have that. You want me to buy and put all the bags of cement on my head or on my shoulder? just because you have the right, because you are a local person, you are Namibian and must just come and buy? No. It's about convenience. So set your business well to the point that you are competitive in all fronts. Be competitive at all front. And this is education that the commission, the competition commission should give to MSMEs. That they don't think they must exist because they are, if they have a right to exist. There's nothing like that in business. You know, you see, we like mixing things. We like to fit rights where they don't fit. Business is a ruthless jungle, where it is a survive of the fittest. So if you are an antelope and all you think is my right to exist, then you are lunch already. Thinking that way will make you run, will turn you into lunch. Because a lion doesn't care about your right to exist. Because the lion's right is to eat. If it comes to that case, the lion wants to eat. So if you are in a springbok and you all you think is your right, then you are automatically lunch. You need to have wisdom on how to survive, because that is a jungle. So you are a moving lunch, and for you to continue surviving, what do? You don't put your rights ahead. You put your you must be in a survival mode. It's a competitive. You compete and you are not strong, so you must be wise. You are not strong, you must be wise. So when a lion comes and the lion is kicked and the jaws are broken, it's case closed. It's case closed. So that's how ruthless business is. Nobody will sympathize with you in business. People are not there for solidarity. They are spending their money. And money, we do not get it easily. So we can't just spend it like that, just because we want to support. No, you must be competitive. There must be convenience. I must be convinced, why should I spend my money in this? So that's how business is, and the MSMEs should know this. It is 10 minutes past the hour of 7. I didn't know even how the time flowed to this time. And now, the mentality of acquisition, in as much as it is ruthless, that is the jungle of business. That in business, you only have one option. It's a do or die. There's nothing like neutrality. No. You are not doing, you are not dying. If you are not doing, you are dying. That's how business is. If you are not doing, you are dying. And when I opened the restaurant, at a place I was paying, you know, the place was not even up to, you know, standard, but fine. I was trying. And I came to the point where I say, look, I am dying. I'm not doing anything here. Because rent itself is expensive. It's taking almost 70% of what I make. So I decided, nope, I'm closing down. So I closed down. So the acquisition of, or the mentality of Rani, according to this commission here, of, you know, killing, let me just get to the report here. Let me just get to the, I think it's the last page. Last page. Okay. The local, okay, the local market buyout. Where is it? I'm trying to find it. Okay. This one. There have been observed a reduction in local market, you know, buyout of historical mini markets, with many of them now occupied by Rani. Rani trading, starting from the northern regions. And it's a quick, that kill, where is that kill? That by the acquisition. I think it is here. Because I just want to quote so that you may not say I'm the one. I'm the one talking about it. You're busy accusing me of bigger things these days. I wish I had that money that you people are talking about that I have. I wish I had that money. Maybe let me say I receive. Because some of you are saying I'm paid by IPC. The other time I'm paid by SWAPO. This time I'm paid by the Americans. This time I'm paid by the Russians. So I wish I had all that money. But anyway, I receive. Okay. Now, we spoke about how MSMEs are forced to purchase at high volume. And at a high volume, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, yes, I think it's this one. Moreover, there is a closure killer acquisition mentality. MSME are alleging, you know, the practice. This practice is that it places them at the verge of closure because they are forced to sell their businesses to Rani Group or shut down entirely. And then I've already talked about Section 23 and Section 26. Now, most of these mini markets, they are no longer bought out by local people. They are now bought out by Rani. And the northern region has been historically, you know, business has been run by, you know, mini markets. Mini market business is the first business that really flourished in the northern regions. And the people are suggesting that it's because of Rani that we don't have mini markets are shrinking in the northern regions. Well, that could be the reality, but we also need to look at it from the historical point of view. because I like history. History always correct the present. Most people that started mini market businesses in the 70s, or late 60s, because people were, many people started to have access, you know, people worked in Oranjemund those days, and maybe some of them have access to what we, there was massive diamond rot those days. And there was massive diamond rot that brought at least. And the good thing is that people from the north went back to the north and built, you know, shops. And at least employed people. And it was booming business in the 70s and 80s. You know, and maybe early 90s, but from the early 90s and the late 2000s, that mini market business started to shrink because Oranjemund, you know, the independence came and we started to have a different elite, spirit that baptized the economy of the Namibian economy, where, you know, no one is working in Oranjemund now that can come back and establish a shop. Because we came into a different economy. So what happened in the 70s, in the late 60s and the early 70s and 80s is now but just a history. People can just desire to go back to those days. No one now is working in, you know, in Oranjemund now can come back and establish business because now we have a different spirit. So, and when bigger shops came to the north, people closed down. Some were forced to rent out their buildings. They continued to make money. And some were closed, were forced to close down completely or sell the buildings because they could no longer keep up. Because of the way, you know, you count money on the hand, you don't have basic computer, you know, literacy. Things are now, you have machine that produces sleep. In those days, you don't get a receipt. So the person is very slow and, you know, people want to move. Time really worked against us. And then that's why, you know, we close down. We are bought over by those that are ahead. Okay, but all in all is that MSMEs must also be taught to be competitive, to have competitive measures, to have, you know, to also have competitive prices. Because sometimes people flock to other shops because, you know, MSME are very expensive. MSME are very expensive sometimes. Their prices are not competitive. And that's the fact. So somebody will not eat. you are selling fruit and somebody will not come and sit down and eat in your open because the way even you also don't look presentable. Your food is not looking, you know, attractive. The vessels in which that food is also not. So people will start moving, and we are living in the world of bacteria. We are no longer in those days where we used to say, "Omwambu hafike kako." Now it's different. So people will start to run to places where are places that are safe to eat food. Okay. I'll open my lines at around 8 there. Still have 3 more stories. The second story we are looking at is Helau Nafidi residents cut Oshikango shopping costs because now there is a Times Square complex. Residents of Helau Nafidi and the surrounding communities can now access, you know, more goods and services closer to home, reducing the need to travel to Oshikango for shopping. The new commercial development in the town is expected to lower the transport costs, creating business opportunities and keeping more spending within the local economy. The Ohangwena Times Square complex, officially inaugurated by the president or by President Netumbo on Saturday, has 45 shops and is intended to serve the residents of Helau Nafidi, Onuno, Omafo, Engela, and 12 surrounding villages. The development comes as Helau Nafidi seeks to recover its position as a center for trade following economic slowdown caused by the global recession and COVID-19 pandemic. The president Nandi Ndaitwa says that investment should go beyond providing retail space and create opportunities for local producers. And then quote, my call is to move forward. I would like to see locally produced. Okay, so he's saying my call moving forward. I would like to see local produced goods sold, including, you know, fresh produce. She urged business operating at the complex to establish offtake agreements with local farmers, particularly for fruits and vegetables. According to the president, this could provide farmers with reliable markets, reducing food waste and encourage increased agricultural in production. Agriculture remains Namibia's national priority, and the president said retail development such as Times Square could help connect farmers to consumers and strengthen the agricultural value chain. For Helau Nafidi, the complex also creates space for business that previously had limited opportunities to operate from, you know, formal commercial premises. And the complex is open in Helena Feed. So people from Engela, Omafo, Onuno, in the surrounding areas, I think even Ondobe, will be able to go to, you know, Helena Feed or Hangwena Town Times Square. The call for the president to make off-take agreement with farmers into, you know, fruit and vegetable to be sold in the shops. It's good, but again, there is a need for education for farmers. Farmers need to be educated that, you know, not every banana is fit to be sold commercially. Not every banana type have commercial value. There are types of bananas. You don't just plant any seed. You need to now to know what type of cabbage is likely to be bought by the shops. What type of tomato are we talking about? You know, even mangoes. What type of mangoes? Not every mango is, so they have choice. The potatoes also. What type of potatoes? That's when you need to align yourselves with agriculture information. The problem with farmers is that you want to farm blindly. You want to farm blindly and then expect people to buy from you because you have a right to sell. Most of us women in Namibia that are doing business, we are not doing business because we want to make profit. We are doing business, it seems, because we have the right to do business. And I already told you that the right does not work in business. You don't use the right. People come to buy what they want. So the market, what type of fruit do we need to sell to the shops? When you are talking about carrots, we need to have grades. It's grade what? What grade is it? So we need to have all this information. So if you are a farmer and you expect to be, to produce, you know, fresh vegetable that should be bought in the shop, you need to know the value of what you are producing. We should go for a short break and then we'll come back.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, You can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right, we continue. So, the now farmers is up to you, especially farmers in the Ohangwena, in the surrounding area, is up to you to now know and find out from the shops what grades of fruit and vegetable that needs to be bought. When you are talking about spinach, what type of spinach is it? Can it be sold? What are the conditions? Because there are requirements. The president's speech can only come to pass if you as a farmer know what it is that you want, what is acceptable to the commercial market. Otherwise, this can just be one of those statements, inaugural speeches or inaugural statement that might not really make impact. But there are agricultural bodies where you can approach, or which you can approach to get information as to what grade of fresh produce that are required. You see, otherwise we will have a problem with, because we will say the president said we must bring our things here to the shops, but your produce are not fresh. They're not looking fresh, that's number one. Number two, they are not, their gradings, no, they don't meet the standard. You know, they don't meet the standard. And last Friday, we were talking about, you know, animal feed, for example. If your animals are eating plastics and boxes, you don't expect that animal to have quality meat compared to to somebody whose animal is eating, is being fed properly, having, you know, supplement. Somebody's animal is being supplemented, is buying feed, is buying salts, is buying vaccines, is buying vitamins, you know, is improving the quality of the animal. While your own animal is just eating whatever it can find. So you don't expect to make money, because where your animal is weight, it will be found wanting in many things. So it will be found with a lot of deficiencies and eventually being disqualified. No, this animal cannot be sold. And, you know, we want to also sell our animals higher, on a higher price. We say, why are the animals here down the line, the south of the red line, why are they having, you know, high prices as compared to our animals north of the red line? Because north of the red line, most of our animals are not fit for sale, because most of our animals are not supplemented, they are not vaccinated, they are not, you know, they are not just taken care of, you know, properly. In fact, some of our animals cannot even be sold, because some of our animals are mediums. They are spiritual mediums. They are family, you know, networks, network towers. So they cannot be sold. But all in all is that we need to improve our farming techniques for us to be participant into the mainstream economy. For our livestock to really, or livestock, whether it's livestock and crops, to really give us that value that we want. Because otherwise we are crying for the red line to open. Now, when the red line is open, or when the red line is done away with, we will not have anything. Still, because we are not yet there. So please visit the Omanite food and get yourself supplements there. We are talking about supplements on Friday. So supplement your animals. Give them nutrition they need. Give them whatever is necessary for to improve the quality. And then you will see the difference that your, even if you are going to sell your pig, you will see that your pig will weigh more, and it is, you know, high quality meat, and you will make money out of it, including your goats and sheep, and even chickens. So your chickens must also have feed. Your chickens should be vaccinated. Your chickens should be, you know, given supplements, vitamin boosts, and so forth. That when you are going to sell that chicken, you can price accordingly, because your chicken is of quality. Gone are the days when we want to raise chicken like we are raising children. You know, a chicken is competing with your last born. Yeah? And when the chicken is going to be killed, to be slaughtered for the visitor or for the wedding, it doesn't even have taste. Because a chicken is grown. So chickens in our villages in the north are competing with our firstborns. You are likely to get into the north and you find a chicken of 2015. Or a chicken of 2020. You still find it there. To the point that it is no longer able to walk, because it grows these, I don't know how they call it, like they are, I don't know whether it's thorns or whatever, that they start to grow on at the feet. They start to develop on the feet. That is to show that chicken has overgrown. A chicken must only take, you know, 7 or 8 months. And then you slaughter it. You will get the meat, quality meat. But if your chicken is 8 years, or 3 years, 4 years, that's no longer a chicken. So, and you want to take this chicken to the shop? No. So the president, what the president has said must now be applied where other, you know, stakeholders should come in, and Ministry of Agriculture should now say, okay, what the president said is true, but there is a standard which you should reach for you to be able to have your product sold in the shop. There is a standard that you need to reach to for you to have your product sold out at the shop. Otherwise, Otherwise, you have lost out because you don't have quality, you have quantity. And people are looking for quality. So people are looking for quality, and we need to improve that. We need to improve quality. We need to boost the quality in our products, in our animals, in our crops. So what is the grade of the bananas that you have or the mangoes that you have? What's the grade? Then you sell to the shops. And then the shops, we can go and buy locally produced stuff from the shops. So that's what the president is saying. It should not be taken in isolation. Because if we take it in isolation, we are going to say, President has said the shops must ask, you know, must accept everything. You know, even fish. Like, for example, catfish. Catfish has, you know, grades. Like what I see people catch in the north, you know, that type of fish. That's not yet fish. You know, that's not catfish. That's fish that was supposed to develop. That's fish that is developing. The one that you call a funja fish or Oshiwamba fish. That fish is not yet developed to the point to the fish. We're catching them because they are passing with the flood. So, and because we don't know fish, mostly in the north, we think it's a big fish. But it's a very small fish. When we were young, and once you are seen with that fish, at that stage you'll be in trouble. We're not allowed to catch that fish. But the catfish itself is big, and it has, once you caught it, you know that this is big fish. It's a real fish. It's a grown. So we need to understand the grades of things before we sell. We should go for a short break. Then we'll come back. It's 15 minutes to 8 and 8 o'clock. I will open the lines. I might even open the lines earlier.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
All right, we continue. The conclusion is that we don't do business because we have rights. We do business to make profit, to make money. And people come and buy to spend their money because they are looking for convenience. We move on. Sports Center opens economic and social opportunities. Sports Center opens economic and social opportunities. The new Helena Feed Sports Center is expected to give young people a safer way to spend their time while reducing the cost of associated with football matches outside the town. The center was officially inaugurated by the President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah on Saturday. It provides facilities for football, netball, basketball, and volleyball, creating a venue for organized sports in Helao Nafidi. Eshoke Chula Chula Football Club. For Eshoke Chula Chula Football Club, the stadium means home matches can now be played in Helao Nafidi instead of at Oshakati Stadium. Management said traveling to Oshakati Stadium for home games placed a financial burden on the club through transport and other logistical, expenses. Having a home venue will allow the club to keep home activities closer, or to keep home activities closer to its, supporters, and reduce traveling costs. The construction of the sport center was not completed without difficulties. The management says that there were challenges on the way, but they acknowledge the contribution of the sponsors and other stakeholders who helped bring the project to completion. The people of China contributed 2.5 million towards the project. Beyond football, the center has been presented as part of the efforts to keep young people involved in constructive activities and away from crime, alcohol, and substance abuse. The President Nandi-Ndaitwah says access to organized sports can influence how young people spend their time and interact with their communities. When young people have access to structured sports, positive mentors and safe facilities, we strengthen their physical and mental well-being. This is what the president is saying. We also reduce their vulnerability to alcohol and substance abuse, crime, and other activities that can destroy their future. The Bishop Petrus Yudurika also made the similar statement or similar point during the inauguration. He also argued that young people are better off spending their time or free time participating in watching sports than drinking alcohol. If young people are gathering at a stadium for social events like football, netball, it's better than them spending their valuable time drinking alcohol. This is what Bishop Petrus Yudurika has also said. The economic benefit could also reach businesses in the Elauna Fidi Town Council. And the president, Nandi Ndaitwa, says sporting competition, training camps, cultural activities, and community gatherings could bring more economic activities to the town. A well-managed facility can host competition, training camps, meetings, cultural activities, and community gatherings. This is what the president says. So, Elauna Fidi was blessed this weekend because the inauguration of the Times Square, Ohangwena Times Square, and also of the sports, complex. That's good. Will a sport complex reduce alcohol intake and substance abuse in young people? Don't we have a sports complex here in Windhoek? And we still have young people abusing alcohol. We still have young people that engaged into a lot of activities that can destroy their lives. Will a sport complex alone be an answer to this problem? To a certain extent, if there are matches every Saturday, young people can be distracted enough. In matches every weekend, young people can be distracted enough to attend. But if you only have random sports, months can pass, or 2 or 3 months can pass without any activity at the complex, then young people will continue with their style. So it just depends on how the, complex will be handled. It just depends also on the Times Square, whether you have buyers or not. But Of course, teachers, nurses, and so forth, who are teaching at those schools, and those are working in clinics around, at least they can now go to Helena Feed Shopping Center to buy. They are no longer going to Oshikango, unless by virtue of maybe wanting you loving Oshikango, you are used to going to Oshikango, you are also having a car, maybe you can drive, that's something else. But it also depends on, you know, whether there is a purchase power parity that is enough to keep a mall. Or are we not going to see other shops opening today and closing tomorrow? With the young people's sports, we hope that this will really work, as the president is saying and the bishop there, that young people can be now kept far from, you know, engaged in abusing substances that could destroy their lives. So, those are the stories. What do you have to say? 0832888401, that's the number in studio. If you want to be part of the conversation, we'll be going for a short break in minutes in the half time. And then beyond the short break, we'll be right back to continue where the lines will be open, and then you will come and air your views. Don't forget, that's our last hour, 8 o'clock, and please, I will give you ample time to talk and just make your point so that you may not end up repeating yourself. Just make your point, sometimes short and sweet, sometimes long and sweet, whatever it is, as long as there is a conversation. For a Shaka Chula Chula, that's good, because most of the Shaka Chula Chula supporters are around that area. Now, if you go to Oshakati for a home match, you're just going to play at Oshakati, then sometimes you lose support, because your supporters, you are leaving them behind, and you are going to other people's supporters. Let's go for a short break, and then we come back. It is 8 o'clock on the dot, 8 o'clock on the brink. We are on the second, we are on our last hour.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right. We continue. The number in studio is 083-288-401. What do you say to the stories that I've just, you know, presented to you? Will a sport complex be an answer to the alcohol and drug abuse or substance abuse or any other activities? What about shops? What about, you know, places that have sports? Don't people drink alcohol? Or what do we have? What statistic do we have that, you know, a sport complex will reduce? Of course, you know, when now Helen Nafidi is able to host big events, because now there is a stadium. That is not indicating now here that this stadium can have the capacity of how many people. But it's a big stadium. It is able to host. People can do activities. They can even do a trade fair. And then the people can come and put their tents there and their stalls. And, you know, continue selling. That's a good development. Is it part of the, you know, sports that the Ministry of Education is busy building? Or is it something else? But whatever it is, it's a good development for the town of Helao Nafidi. Because Helao Nafidi is a newly, you know, proclaimed town. It's a newly proclaimed town. So it's a developing town. It's a growing town. Okay, so we go internationally now. There are developments internationally that are, you know, a bit problematic. But the number in studio is 083-288-401. That's a number in studio. I started by 6, and now this is, you know, 8 o'clock. That's 2 hours already gone. I'm going to end at 9. We have ample time to talk and to have a conversation. The monopoly must die. You know, MSMEs must be given the time, the chance to buy their and sell their product. But MSMEs must also be educated that it's not just about them, it's also about them improving the quality of their service. So that's what need to be taught. Yeah, but many markets now are shrinking in the north. Most people are just, you know, building bars. Morning.
Bombia.
Yes.
Kume tiashao.
Todd Stabe.
Good day, tiashao Stabe. So, Dr. Franzak, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Yes. I love the way you are hammering on the issue of what? On the issue of business dealing. So it's very true. I don't know, because maybe does it mean that our product, I know most of our indigenous product or food that we eat most of the time, especially the way they prepare the food in Katima, there you really eat, enjoy the African food, even the fish, even the you know, this spinach, I mean this, the umbidi that you eat too much there, and the porridge you eat. So they don't really, I've not seen things like a dingo You know, a dingo is just, you just dry the meat from the ox that you know. And that's a small piece of a dingo at the showground or whenever, maybe trade fair somewhere there. You know how much it is? That's a piece, a small one, and you have got 3 children. And your wife is beside you and your katekulu. And that's a piece. Now, it's true, the quality perhaps is there, the quantity is not there. How you price your products and your services matter also, because this is a competition. And the competition, we are not advocating for the imperfect competition in the economy. No, those ones, they have to be regulated. The law must be there. The regulation must be there to regulate the conduct and behavior of those business who want to really price. And then at the end of the day, we destroy the market. People will be complaining. They will say, no. Now why? All these kind of things. And sometimes we know each other. People have created this relationship. So now if you are in the show standard there or wherever and you are selling there and you think it's more expensive and this other one, like you gave an example of the right colleagues there, compatriots, who are selling and doing the same thing. So we seriously need to understand if those things were organic, maybe prepare in an organic manner that you know really can really, you know, build up my thing, doesn't. But the thing is still expensive and the spices are there. And I don't eat spices, maybe I'll just eat 2-3. So we seriously need to, I don't know, everybody put his or her own price there, understand? We only compare with these things. So this time now, was telling us that, yes, if you are selling your fat cookies $1-$3, you are used to that kind of model. Come with $1, your fat cookie, and he was giving us an example, he was talking about economy and all these other things. So I think I don't know at that point because here you see I was only listening to those things and the business and pricing and things like that and the competition and things like that. So maybe there were some other topic because sometimes I'm sure you have already gone to the second or third point. So what was the third point again? Second point and the third one that you or you are still going to give us a look. Lecture on that one, on those two. Hello? Dr. Franz?
Oh, sorry. I thought my mic was on. I'm saying I've already covered 3 stories.
So,
I was talking about the inauguration of the complex at the Launas Nafidi and yes. Also a sport complex there.
Oh, thank you very much. No, this one I have listened to the president and how there was also an interpretation in Portuguese. And I think the president yesterday, even when your colleague came and was giving us the presentations on sports, the one in the evening. So Memene Tumbo, Cecilia's president, came there and was talking. When he said, one thing that I have learned there, he said that sport is second. I don't know whether she says it's equivalent or she says second to agriculture in terms of development. In terms of development. I'm not so sure whether I got her correctly when she said it's that equivalent or second. I think she says second. Second to agriculture. And you can see how important agriculture is. And you can also see how much we are neglecting that economic sector, that sector, in terms of agriculture. That France used to talk about climate change here. And I have done a little bit of climate change during my work time, but I came to learn more about smart agriculture, smart climate, what's it? Smart agriculture, climate change, something. Mitigate those methods of mitigation. To deal with climate change. And we are now faced with almost drought. Only not about food, the mahango and all these things, but about the water and the grazing of the animals. It's almost not there. So So sport is equivalent, I mean, it's second to agriculture in terms of importance and priority. So what are we going to do? Maybe it's going to go around and ask those governors who are given the responsibility to construct what is it, sports complex in the region. And every sport that is coming there, there must be really some kind of community kind of activity every day. Whether you have the soccer going on there, the community members will come and play around with this. So let me not finish the time, but I listened to that one. Thank you very much. And I know I will come back for the third one that you were talking about. So Rana Fidis is doing a great job. From Ongodiva, she went to those things. I believe they were also done yesterday. But I did not listen to those ones. But I listened to the presentation on the when it was now hammering on sports. Well, that means it was during the sport complex that you are talking about. So we thank God for this political leadership. And she was even encouraging. Say, people must be, look at how you advise your children to go for the careers and all these other things. Because most of the time, parents are the ones who are failing the children. So because you have not to look again this one, so go to VTC. Because there's nothing we can do with you, because go to VTC. So you need to reconsider your thinking, your parents. So thank you very much, Mr. Franz, for the opportunity. God bless you.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to be in sports, I have a young man here. Hende, whose interest is in sports, and his parents allowed him. He understands sports better. He has a master's degree in that. So, and when he's talking about sports, is you see, I tried to talk about sport one day, and then I made a fool of myself. You know, I made a fool of myself for what I tried to talk about sports. I realize I don't know anything about sports. But there are people that know. Yes, morning.
Hey, Dr. Frank.
Oh, please, hold on.
Need some help with the groceries this month? Then YouSave has a competition that is just for you. Every Friday, between 1 and 2 p.m., Eagle FM will be giving away a $500 YouSave voucher. To stand a chance of winning the $500 YouSave voucher, all you have to do is follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, X, and Instagram, and be on the lookout for the weekly competition question. YouSave, where good food costs less.
Yes, good morning, sir.
Yes, that was...
Sorry, we had to go for... a short break.
Ah, no, it's needed.
Yes.
Kapana.
Morning.
The thing is, you know, when we talk of the market and market competition, then we have to make reference to Rani. Yeah, but we need to understand from this angle, Agucha. Sometimes, too far from me, shifting blame to the person who has nothing to do with the whole problem. You know, when you look at it, the market itself, and from public policy analysis, you will understand that market has only like two forces, most, demand and supply, and the ultimate place to be won there is monopoly and profit. Now, we have been told in these public policies to say, look, the market cannot correct itself. You understand? That demand and supply alone cannot correct itself. So, therefore, you need the government there as a regulator to correct the market, to intervene in the market and correct the market. But you have been always told that. But the problem is when the government intervenes to correct the market and cause the market failure again. Instead of correcting the market, their intervention causes more, failure than what people want. Here I'm saying the Competition Commission of Namibia is a referee. Ne? It's a referee. Refereeing what? Refereeing what is already been there, the law which is there. It's like FIFA and, you know, and the referee. So you cannot blame Rani for what they are doing, because for them it's all about you know, supply and making profit, you know, and monopoly to monopolize. That is the true value of the market, monopoly and demand and profit. So now what the government would have done, it's an issue of market protectionism of the, because the competition here, firstly, the bad competition that you might have is the competition between foreign and local people. That is where the government now needed to invoke a protectionism mechanism to protect what? The infant industry, the local people who were there. And that's why you see that even the people, the leaders who were there at the time, those who people said they were not advocated, they protect that market, local market in the what? In the north. That's why you see that, you know, Uskongama and Funyu and all of them, that you see, they were surviving. Or those that can afford them. They were surviving, they were making business. Why? Because if a white man was not allowed to do business there, ne? He was not supposed to do business there. And that is where the protectionism mechanism came in. And then remember, those things were not there. So that's why, I mean, look, there is always time. That's why I said, you cannot blame Rani. Because Rani, they are doing what they are doing because they get protection from the politicians to monopolize and maximize their profit.
No, during colonial time, it was not a free market economy. Now it is a free market economy. It was, I don't know how they used to call it, but it was not yet a free market economy.
I could just guarantee you something. Just forget about what you call free market economy or something. It's all about demand and supply. That is the bottom line. Those is sugar-coating thing. Ne? That's the color. That's why you say it's a free market economy. But if it was a free market economy, why do you still have a red light that the livestock and the people and the meat from the northern region is not going in the south, beyond the red line? What is that? Is that a free market economy? No, I said we must stop this political...
It's a market free. That one is not free market, it's market free.
You see? So, I should have said that we have to stop these political deceptions that we are feeding the public. But the truth is, wherever you are going, whatever you are saying, when we talk of market, economy and market, we only talk two things, demand and supply. You can flame it whatever you want to flame it, it's always like that. But it has to do with monopoly and profit. And profit, these things, they have been born out of what you call greedy. And this is what born colonialism. Ne? Because people want to exploit others and exclude others on the line from consumption or from supplying. You understand? That's why you see people want the housing, people want land, supply of land is not there. They are not used. People want food, but food is not there. So here, don't blame Rani group. You must learn blame the politicians who are getting money from Rani group, you know, to run their campaign. That's why you see you cannot bite the hand that that feeds you. It's impossible like that. So that's why, and you also said, when these people are so, they are not only getting fund from Rani. We have seen it in their political campaign and their Congress, something. But they are also, they might also have shares in that. So that's why they want now, you know, to take ownership or to monopolize everything. It must be general with them. But if the government could be a very, you know, a human government, you will understand that they could have protected the local economy there, the local business people there on the ground. Not necessarily simply because whether they are what, you want to protect them. You see, that's why you see the Kiko them, the Kamba them, they are going to suffer the same consequence. Because it's they politicize the business. And the politics, they all want to want the person with the money. They must always give tenders and, you know, tenders and, you know, contracts and, you know, they also support the person who will keep them in power. So that is the fundamental problem. Don't blame Inan Paramayago Kimita Kwangwa. Don't blame Nani. Blame the politicians who are being paid, who are getting money from Nani to stay in power so that they can protect Nani to learn that monopoly market and again to maximize their profit at the expense of what? Of those poor ordinary people who have been just paid 800, 1,000 or something and through even a hiring system, labor system like that. And this is what we fought and this is what the liberation struggle was all about, to end the exploitation. But the exploitation is there. Let's get to the issue of sport. Let me tell you, I'm always worried when I see the person with the executive power, instead of doing, is going to speak. Now, the person wants to remind who? We all know this, that is what the sport can do. Ne? So, who doesn't know it? Who does not know that, what he's saying? Who doesn't know it? This word were not supposed to come from a mouth. It could have been came from those young people who want to play, who experience it. But it cannot be said by the person, by the president who has the executive power and the state machinery to make things work. Young people and everybody around on the ground there, they want infrastructure. They don't want work. And it must start. We are not really saying sometimes it must be always like those big infrastructure with all those, you know, classes you spot like the way you see it at the commercial level. But you have to make a conducive environment. And you have to promote these people to make sure that they are playing sport. Remember, and we must also just for 1 second, you will realize that you find a child who just wants to become Christian or not. Ne? But you're still forcing the child to go to school. Ne? But in that school, I'm not saying children must not go to school, but in that school, there is no field, a nice facility that child can realize that dream. Then we are saying it must start at school. Because when you see the old structure of the school, it had you go to those, most of the freedom fighters and others, they were in Agustinium. Can't you see what is Agustinium is? That standard of school. Ne? The way it is. It has everything. All the sports facilities are there. When you go to school, like, for instance, Eros, that way for the white, that one even has a swimming pool and everything. You understand? But this is not what we are doing. We want the apparently bigger thing. My friend started the school because the problem, even when we have in Vindu, you realize that the children in Vindu, especially in Vindu, they have nowhere to play. When they go to school, again, there's no sports facility to play, just to pursue their dreams. And this is where we find it to say, look, we are sitting with a serious problem. But we are victim of speeches. Like the crowd without that's why the problem. We don't want a speech. We want things to be done. We just want to organize ourselves as a society, as a leadership of the country. Everybody involved here. How we are going to promote sport. In Vindu, you know there are a lot of stones and something. You just need those graders to level that land, you know, those stones, that land properly, and remove the stones. So that kids, when they are playing, It has iponga combat. And at the end of the day, the student also, it has quite a team. This is the challenge that we have in Findo. So when the parents ask, we, every time you are just buying shoes, because then the shoes become one, or the how can it took in the process. But if we have these things, make it proper at the school level, and also in the location where the children are. Yeah, because you realize that sometimes you just want to have to relax with your, you know, with your what? With your children. Playing soccer there, or some of us are also soccer lovers, you understand? But there's no facility, there's nothing. You are forced. Mugata and then I can know, or Moseki. Ne? Moseki, that's the way you have to play. And what the mathematics is that? And you just see now the person, this what is this? No! We don't want your speech. You remind the wolf. We know it. We know this. You cannot remind us. You will just implementation from you. We want money from you. We want sponsor. We want, you know, to ensure that this structure are there. And let the people organize themselves as a society. Instead of telling people, no, apparently we need this. We need to, this sports is this. You were supposed to say, how, ask people how they want to organize themselves to promote sport at their level. And what do they need? In terms of land, in terms of financial support and something. We cannot be here, listen to the president telling, no, sports. So, no, we don't want to be, we know.
All right.
We know, we don't want to be told. We know, everybody knows.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir. That's, of course, yeah, we say no speeches. No, the president must act, must command implementation. But the president was inaugurating a sports facility. So at the inauguration of a sports facility, you can do nothing but speak because you are inaugurating. You are not, this is an inauguration of a sports facility. So there.
Rimonene akulolo internet yendelela to itulirwa moshari. Ove toko pifanata ngoshimaru ashifike pe dola dana mibi oma avelja avari no mathele erja tano. Okujame fikula tetela aguste efe mama fukwejo milongo natuwa September. Itoka pulo ufuto shimaru asho numba okutulirwa mwe akulolo engenge oele shangifo kontrakta keshe yo Peratus Fiber ile Skyfi. Oto tulirwa mwe akulolo ripelo internet. Kupifa fio pe dola dana mibi oma avelja avari no mathele erja tano. Omeumbo ilo mongeshefa eakulo only nongushu. Talela po peratus.africa/Namibia. Nde toli shangifanena.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, so at the inauguration when you are speaking, because you are now opening, you need a speech. Yeah, but all in all, to say the president must command implementation of plans, must demand, not speak. People don't need speech. People need morning.
Morning, Dr. Franz, once more again. Just a minute. So there's something that I forgot that you keep on mentioning about free market. There was no free market here. There was nothing free here because of the apartheid system of segregation. The schools were not free.
for everybody. Movement of moving was not there. Free movement, freedom of expression wasn't there. And you, above all, do you know the meaning of Lani? I just came to learn it lesson three when they were talking about the history.
I don't know.
Okay. So these are the people who have actually organized themselves within the family, within the community, within everywhere. It's not that they, maybe, are they protected here? Maybe they are given some kind of preferences, which is not given to everyone that is here.
I don't know that. I cannot talk on that one.
So because you are right when they say it's a free market economy. Even in the free market economy, I just mentioned that, yes, there must be regulation. The laws of laws has to be there. And that's why they are there. And they always restrict this one. They always allow this one. They always... They are actually giving you an opportunity to organize yourself and do within the family. It's not... I don't think it's... That's why, of course, our infant industry, that one is obvious. Our infant industries and the businesses that are there, you might not even come and say, hey, no, please don't put up your business here. No. That's not what you are going to say. Because otherwise you go against the law of humanity. Not even your new constitution. So the free market wasn't there. Well, what we are saying now, people are now competing and a lot of companies are emerging from the market. So what we need to do now, don't speech, when you are talking like this, I'm sure two or three people will learn something, isn't it? And that's a gathering. And that's the only way you can disseminate, just like a classroom. But this one is not structure, formal structures. It's an informal kind of, where you really need to educate people on the opportunities that are emerging in the market. Where are you going to give them? Kumbengo kuveri. So there was nothing free here.
All right. Thank you very much.
I still want to know that.
Okay. 083-234-8401. That is the number. That is the number. If you want to be part of the conversation. I'm still here. I am still around. So, yeah. Free market economy, whether that is a political sugarcoating or not, that's up to you to judge. Morning.
Yes, morning, Franz. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay, my brother.
Yeah.
Franz, my customer complaining also a bit about your program.
Hmm.
They are saying maybe when you are starting at 7, you can open up a line, maybe even for 30 minutes.
Wow.
They are saying that time when they are going to
they also want to participate.
Yeah, they want to participate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, when it comes to competition,
it's point taken. Some of us, I was raised as a bazooka.
Yeah.
When we started doing this thing, we could speak for 4 hours.
Yeah.
So I'm used to that. I'm used to that. You cannot teach the old dog new tricks. No. So I'm old. I'm the old dog now here.
I know.
But I'll try by all means to remember that.
Okay.
Yes. Tomorrow I'll open the lines at least twice. Yes, boy, that point is taken.
Okay, thank you very much. Master Franz, the thing is that when you see, like, when you come to our topic, like a competition, yes, competition is good in business, but not to the extent of, like, you're not protecting the infant. why the Buffalo are working in the what in the squad, I don't know how to call it, that in the group.
Yeah.
Because those male ones, they need to protect the what the young ones. But you cannot just tell me Namibia, because it's a free market, anybody who has been in the business for more than 100 years, they can just come to Namibia to compete with Namibian people who are just even getting money from the government to start business. It doesn't work like that. Now we have even, I'm a tech driver, but I'm
not a leader. You want to tell me that an experienced lion should not enter a forest?
No.
To hunt the antelopes.
But there must be like a condition.
No, there's no condition in money, in making money, my brother.
I understand that, but you see, when we put it
if there is any, if there is any brutal environment, it's business.
Yeah, exactly.
Business is brutal. It doesn't care whether there is not. You cannot even use your disability in business. No, you leave your disability at home. If you want money, you forget your disability. It's a ruthless environment.
Very much. And but if you are not careful enough, you will kill your own business. Like what is happening with Olani Group now. Remember one thing, that now even the supplier, they are even saying, no, we don't have a stock, but they have. We start along with that business, doesn't work like that. Everybody, even I'm taking one, it's enough for me.
But that is how you treat us, you guys. Also, on the 20th, on the 30th, you even frown at us when we are telling you we are going to Ochomise. Huh? But on the 15th day, you want to climb the pavement.
You even are scratching your head.
Yeah, you want to drive even up above the wall to just get to the person from inside the house. That's how it is.
But that's what you can understand, because now remember, it's only like the pain is only lasting for 2 days or 3 days in Windhoek now. Those days, even 25, you can see that yes, people are moving. But hey, now, you only wait until in the 50. So you can see that somebody is even having plastic to take you up, telling you up to the house. So you have to use that strategy. How can you tell me from Mugrumo to Havana, William, I have people who come from even to Olympia, Petro, nearby. That's why I'm saying we need to be careful when we are talking about, like, okay, it's a free market, but we are allowing everybody just to come without a string attached. We might end up destroying our own business. Remember, some of those companies to grow is because they've been protected by their government and their community. Because even now, you see those big companies. Not only that they start somewhere, they always start small. And now for them to grow is because they're given a good atmosphere to operate. Just imagine now when I'm talking to you. I'm saying now I have a cousin who was doing what? A Ghana IT. Now he's preparing his cell phone and what is a laptop and so on. Next to the Indian way is supplying to game, get cover and also everything about it. You have to go and buy from that Indian. And the Indian also, again, is doing the same business. You see now. It's what I'm telling you, it's very brutal, because now, remember, if you are cheap, everybody obviously everybody wants to pay this money, isn't it, as a customer. I have to go there because it's cheap. And now you cannot tell me because I have to rely on a Namibian to buy because it's a Namibian person. No, business doesn't work like that. And that's the problem I'm saying. If an Indian is a supplier, he must just remain a supplier. You cannot tell me you come doing the same thing which I'm doing, and you are the one who are supplying me the item.
My friend, if people are allowed to change the agenda, why don't you want to allow the business to change their thing? If people can change the agenda.
So it's overnight business.
It is transitions. The people change their agenda.
Anytime.
Anytime.
Ah, brother, no. I think we need to come up with something really. Okay, let us go to Elana Fidi. I'm so happy because I even well spoken about it. That no, Elana Fidi, you are losing a lot of money for accommodation to Latula to go and play in Yoshana. Just imagine how much, and the people even to fill up their Mongola to go to what? That every time. Instead of going, even those men who are having fat cake and kapana, they will be able to benefit because the people will be there the whole day. And they remember, only when they are talking about it, it's only 2,000 capacity. But I'm sure they can do that more and more. Maybe to increase up to the 10,000 capacity seats. Because 2,000 is too small. And the problem also the parking, which I'm seeing there in the Rana City. The public parking will be a problem also. Because the place is too small. But that is a starting point. I like it that way. Because at the moment now, they can be able to... Even the money we've been generating in the world, you know, I'm going alone. Not taking your money to Oshakati every time, which is that only contributing to Oshakati people. But this is money which is supposed to take it. At least you can use something else. Even you can come, like, next time you can come up with a pack even. But really, a lot of it is really, I'm sure they are working. They are even better than they are even taking over Ondangwa, seriously. But this is a small town, which is actually even recently, not even more than 50 years.
Mm.
But they are doing a marvelous job. Seriously, I remember the other time with the...
Is it because it is your village?
Not only because I'm in my village, no. I'm sure they are just doing something better.
I was thinking of you when I was reading this story.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I'm even missing home now when you are talking.
Hmm.
Yeah, but it's a good thing, really, because remember one thing that, you know, sports guys, man, that's why some of us where we are today, even though we didn't make it in life like to be somewhere, at least we were still in life. We lost a lot of friends in a long way because of those. They started engaging in the negative activity. Either crime, because now remember, when you're in the sport, you are busy. When you go home, you are tired. You cannot engage your to call, get people phone and so on. And this is although even go engaging in alcohol abuse. It's really, really, and it's time I think we must start funding the sport the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's only my contribution, Master Frank.
Thank you very much.
All right, man.
All right, guys. The business is brutal. If you think you must be allowed to do business because you are a woman, because you are what? You guys don't know, don't understand. Those things of women, of people with disability, what, those things don't work. They don't exist in reality. If you want to face reality, forget about your gender and your condition and take it on head on. If not, you will be lunch. So, it is either you are on the table, you know, it's either you are the venue or the menu. So, it is either you are the venue, there is no neutrality in reality. There's nothing even called, you know, solidarity in business. And say, okay, let's just help him. It doesn't work. I understood it when I tried it. That there is no So one day I was called, the person that was supposed to supply my things did not come. I had to go there myself. I had to go to the buy stuff myself. Yeah? So if you think you must be allowed to do business because you are a woman or you are a person with disability, you are not yet in our world. Our world is very brutal. So, our world is very brutal. That is the only brutality that I want you to have. Learn to take life by its horns. Take it by its horns. Otherwise, if we are doing foul cry, every time we are doing foul cry, you want sympathy from whom? There is no sympathy in business. Improve your services, and because it's about customer, and customers are there for convenience. They don't care whether you are a Namibian or you are not a Namibian. They don't care about that. They don't care about that. They only care about their convenience. Is it cheap? Is it good? Is it nice? Is it quick service? Quick, good service? Yes. You say yes or no? Okay, if it's no, we go to the next person. So, it's the same. When you're a musician, you are what? Your own family members may not even like your music. But when you win a trophy, the same family member that don't even listen to your music, they will come to ask for money from you. That's how it is. That's how life is. So, you are a musician or an artist, people don't even use you. They go to other people. They are playing other people's music. They are buying, they are supporting other people. They are buying other people's product. But once they see that you are well off, they will put you on Facebook, on WhatsApp group for family contribution funerals. But why are you not going to ask for money contribution from the people, where you spend your money? And if you do that, you are considered to be rude. But you are not supporting the person, and you want to hear they have succeeded, and you want to demand they contribute. Contribute with which money? But that's how brutal life is. That's how brutal life is. So MSMEs, micro, small, medium enterprise. Look, it's about improving quality. It's about improving the quality of products, improving the quality of service that you provide. That's key in making money. Otherwise, you will continue crying. You will continue crying. So, when I was a small boy, I was taught one thing, that life doesn't care about me being blind. If I don't act, I will be lunch. I was taught to understand that when I was a small boy, because some boys will be whispering behind me, say, let's hit him, he will not see us. And before they know it, they are on the ground. I used to take them down. But I was taught that, I was taught to be brutal. Because life has not been easy for me. So before they know, I could hear them, they are planning to take me down. I do what is called preemptive strike. Before they know, they are crying. So this boy has beaten us. Even when they ask me, I say I have nothing to say. They have all the answer. So, but that's how life is. If you don't improve yourself, if you don't improve the quality of products that you offer, it's a do or die. And the world is global. The world is a global village. Anybody can come in. It's just like a forest. A lion can hear that, hey, there are antelopes in the north. The lion can travel there because it's about lunch. It's not about the location. It's about lunch and dinner. And if you're an antelope and you don't know that you can be lunch, then you are unwise enough to exist. Whether you are a blind giraffe, you need to know that this movement is not of a giraffe, it's of something else. So that's how life is. And a lion, if lion will hear that there is a blind giraffe somewhere, that blind giraffe will be a target, because that's easy work. So, it is up to a blind giraffe to understand the situation in which it is, he or she is, and decide what to do. But the lion has already made the decision. You are lunch. So, and if you are going to survive tomorrow, break the lion's jaws. Make sure your kick is professional. The lion must be able to obey force of gravity. The lion must be kicked that it is allowed to obey force of gravity.
My friend, why?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Imba kumpuri kinyo la wila mama keoka matiko ka posi. Kwanu! Aye, umaliri. Upaife o programa kufa masha. Hoyo, aitame kepe simbali ili mama ke embalangaja.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Alright, so in conclusion, we have to say that doing business is a brutal decision that one takes because you don't know whether you're going to win. And if you want to keep winning, that means you keep breaking somebody's jaws. Just like for a giraffe to keep surviving is because lions keep losing their jaws and they must keep obeying the laws of force gravity. The laws of force of gravity. Because one kick, the lion goes up, you'll be airborne. One kick, the lion will be airborne. And that means the lion has obeyed one force, the force of gravity. And that is no guarantee that you are safe. It just means you are just safe for that moment. So if for you as a giraffe to keep, if you want to continue surviving, you have to keep kicking. Because a lion is a hunter, and it is in its instinct to look at the hippo and say, this is a big lunch, let me try it, just to go and be airborne and hit himself in a tree, break its jaws, injury and death. So there is no guarantee that the lion, there is also no guarantee that the lion will eat lunch today in Etosha. There is no such guarantee. Because otherwise, it might find itself at the tip of one of the buffalo's horns. So that's how brutal life is. That's how brutal business is. And you always have to come with mechanisms. Even if it takes you to come up with a monopoly and to come up with mechanisms to kill other businesses for you to survive. That's a brutal business decision. So, if you don't want to die, you need to know that you need to improve your quality, your quantity, your quality of services. You need to be the customer's love. Otherwise, people will go where they will buy in bulk and they buy cheaper and they don't care about the nationality of the business. They only care about the products. If we say, why are you not supporting local? They will tell you local is expensive. Because local businesses, sometimes you also don't know how to do pricing. You don't know how to price. You want to make a million in a go. You don't have long term. You're not strategic. You are tactical. So, and if you are tactical, you are not always victorious. Because you need strategy. Business is not just about making money today. It's about tomorrow. So, and if you don't have tomorrow in your mind, you only have today, you lose. You might gain today, but tomorrow you have lost. Because somebody is going to tell the other, and the other person is going to tell the other, oh, those guys are expensive, the cheap place is there. It's where customers talk. And they refer each other to those shops. So it's up to MSMEs to improve, to understand cost, to understand pricing, so, and then you understand quality, you understand good service, and then voila, you might be the next monopoly. If not, you are the menu. All right. It is 9 o'clock on the dot, and I am out of here. I'm handing over to the north with Kutha Mosha. Let's meet again tomorrow. I'm going to cook some things for tomorrow. And I've taken note that some of you want me to be opening the lines early by 7. I've taken note of that. I hope I'll remember tomorrow, because I'm a trained self-propelled bazooka artillery. Once I start firing, I forget there is a telephone line, because I was trained to be that. So that's how I was trained. We're trained to take on 4 hours. And not to depend on music, on calls. We depend on the content that we have. So that's what I was taught. And that is radio. And there is no other radio that can do that except us. Other radios are music, infotainment. With us, talk. 24 hours, talk. You see, you will never hear music here, unless if it is the weekend shows. So, from me, the only reliable kinetic energy in town, I would say to you, please don't do those things. keep yourself safe so that we can listen to you tomorrow, and also you can listen and be part of the conversation.
Matina omjo. Chikao shafa sana na na longe shifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moya o, ota ingongoti samweni. Anange shifa ya Namibia, ombito ombwa na wa oronjika. Seisa nina omayaguro nirandito mwa yoe, yonge shifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimopo yomo programa letu. Moambo, dengira selma, konora heta tuimu. Datu ndatu, heari hamano tano, oni yaaji. Eagle FM, the eye.